January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll, on a honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And don't forget, you can always listen to us pretty much anywhere in the whole doggone world. And you don't even have to go through the NSA to do it. All you got to do is go on to the web and get AM660TheAnswer.com hooked in. Of course, you can now access us via Alexa devices all over the place, literally all over the world. And you can also now always access us on your smart devices all over the world by downloading that free Answer Orlando app. Okay, we got a big show lined up for you tonight. A lot of news broke just today. Some news broke just a few minutes ago, literally on the shooting in Parkland the other day. The president is literally on his way down there. He might actually have just touched down in South Florida to go to the scene. If he makes a statement while we're on the air, we'll cut away to it live. In the meantime, as I said, we'll go over some of the breaking news from that. Also, indictments, 13 indictments. Russians, I guess 13, 16, we're going to talk about that, sort all that out, and tell you why that is excellent news for President Trump. Bad news for the fake news media, although they're trying to twist it, as they usually do, into their favor. So we got a lot to talk about, even some good, actually excellent economic news. But first, I want to remind you that it is Friday. That means it is Patriot Home Funding Friday. And tonight we're going to be coming to you from the Tim Nichols studio. I'll tell you about that here in just a minute. But first I want to introduce the cast. And, of course, Pierce Outlaw is in here. Great always to see you, Pierce.
And it's great to be seen. And happy Indictment Friday to all your irredeemable deplorables.
All right. And also in the studio with us tonight, back from the dog show, the big dog show, and the real dog show, is the big dog himself, Rick Brown. Always great to see you, Rick.
It is good to be back out of 25-degree weather. And back from the land of $10.50 Budweiser's in the can.
Oh, Ooh, that hurts there. I mean, the weather's bad enough, but that, you just can't take that. I, of course, am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. And on the bridge tonight is Nick Lo Cicero. The number is 407-774-8255. And we are in a relaxed and comfort studio, dedicating that to Tim Nichols. And we're going to call it the Tim Nichols Studio. Tim passed away last night. If you were listening a few weeks ago, we mentioned a few things about Tim. His last phone call, I think, was about 5 or 6 weeks ago, and we could tell he was very weak at the time. If you didn't know, he'd suffered from Lou Gehrig's disease, and he succumbed to it last night in his bed doing what he loved to do. As he couldn't do much else, he loved to listen to talk radio. He listened to the Big L Rush Fuzzbo. And then he and his friend Al were listening and talking about our show. And it's truly, truly, truly humbling to know that some of his last moments, his last precious moments in this realm, were spent thinking and listening and talking about us. That's awesome. Tim was a long, long time listener to the show, I believe from the very start. I know he's listened to every Drive Time show, and that's over 1,500 now. And he was the very first member of the American Adversaries Army. When we changed the website to where people could join the American Adversaries Army, we were running a couple of tests over a weekend. I think it was a Sunday night, late at night, we were running tests. But I had been teasing, you know, we were going to, you know, have this thing going on. Lo and behold, he was looking for it. And as soon as the test went up, he jumped in there and joined the American Adversaries Army. And was a standing member, and he's going out with the rank of general we have bestowed upon him, and we're going to miss Tim. He was, when he could, he was a fairly regular caller to the show. He'd entered the contests, and they were talking about our last night contest. He and his dear friend, his best friend, Al, as I said, his last evening in this realm. I know that... you know, Tim was a good Christian, God-fearing man, tremendous patriot, one of the most decent men I've ever met. He used to come up and have dinner with us pretty much weekly at Cafe Positano until he had had surgery on his knee. And as he was recovering from that is when they discovered that he had ALS. And he tried to get around, and he still came out every now and then. He and his wife, Marianne, his beautiful wife, Marianne, who I know is very, very sad. And she called the station today with some very, very kind words for us. And once again, it's just so humbling, because the way we see it, really, folks, you're not just listeners. If you're tuned into this show and you like this show and you like us, you're our friends. That's the way we see it. It's kind of a more of a family thing than you know, this sort of sterile host listener thing. That's the neat thing about radio, is it affords us that form of communication, which is why it doesn't work very well for liberals. And Tim was always had great conversation. He was very gracious. And he gave Pasquale a lot of business over there, and Pasquale loved to see him as well, and was heartbroken when I told him, you know, that Tim was suffering with Lou Gehrig's and couldn't come to his restaurant anymore, and now he's going to be heartbroken when I tell him this. But we're going to miss Tim. So tonight we're coming to you live from the Tim Nichols Studio. Okay. So the sheriff of Broward County just a little while ago wrapped up his latest press conference. And I'll say this about them. They have been pretty forthcoming and pretty available to the media down there on a regular basis. He came out today and tried to clear up a few things. First of all, there's been a lot of fake news about this, as you might expect, aside from the political, you know, hogwash going on. We'll get to that later too. But some of the fake news was this kid was associated with a white supremacist group.
And that was put out by the Associated Press too. Right. And totally fake.
Right. In fact, though, some white supremacist guy evidently claimed that he was just trying to glam on, I guess, to the
piggy bank, get some attention.
Right.
Kind of like ISIS does.
Exactly. But that was quickly dispelled, right?
Right. That's correct.
And so, and then he came out also, and I had seen this. I think it was as late as this morning, I believe it was maybe on Fox or something. Don't quote me on the source, but I know I saw it, and that was shooter had smoke bombs or smoke grenades in his backpack and
gas mask.
And gas mask, right, exactly.
Saw that as well.
All right. Well, Sheriff Israel said no on the smoke bombs and no on the gas mask. What he did have in his backpack was, I thought it was pronounced balaclava or whatever. It's like a ski mask. Oftentimes you see them in scary movies. It's a mask that you pull down over your face. It's got two holes for the eyes and one hole for the mouth. Okay? And he had one of those in there.
But he didn't have one.
Okay, right. But he did. It's balaclava. He pronounced it differently, but I thought he pronounced it balaclava or something like that. Anyway, I'm not very good at spelling.
I never heard that before.
I never heard the way he pronounced it either. But nonetheless, you get the picture. So a lot of fake news as far as that goes. He also revealed something that was not obvious, and that the school did have a deputy there, an armed resource officer. And that's what we have here in Central Florida schools. And, however, the deputy was nowhere near the scene of the crime. And it turns out that's a 45-acre campus with, I think, about 4,000 students. So one thing that we learned from this is the idea is good, but need more. Obviously, one deputy on a school that size is not enough. It's a shame because had the deputy been there, I'm sure the outcome would have been much different, right? I mean, he was armed, and he could have returned fire, or maybe even shot the guy before he fired the first round.
You know, I've been arguing this all week, and we have to get serious about protecting our children in schools. And we spend all of our time hand-wringing after the fact, and nobody wants to have armed guards in the school. Nobody wants people with open carry in the school. Nobody wants to talk about arming and training faculty. Think of how many kids could be better protected or saved if we got serious about protecting our children.
And where are the teachers' unions on this?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, they should
They've
be out there
silent.
Screaming. Right. And it would help, too, if, say, that coach had been schooled and armed. You know, you can have some of the staff as well equipped. Doesn't have to be all left to the deputies, but obviously your point is correct. We need to do more. And there's great examples right here in Central Florida as to how we can protect our children, right? One of them's right over here in Maitland. You know where I'm talking about? I'm talking about the Jewish Center over there.
The Holocaust Center.
They take it seriously, you see, because they have had to deal with this. And they decided, well, we're not going to mess around. We're just going to take care of our kids. And they secure the building. They secure the campus. And they don't have these incidents. So, you know, it is, I know I made the point last night, and I was under the impression they did not have a school resource officer there. They did, but obviously one was not enough.
And I heard conflicting stories about whether he was armed or not, but I guess he was, they said.
That's what the sheriff said today.
Yeah.
All right.
And nobody wants to talk about metal detectors either.
No.
In the way we live today, how safe do you want your kids?
You know, that brings to mind, I heard on Mike Gallagher's show this morning, he played a soundbite of a mother of one of the students who was killed, and she was on CNN, I think it was, and it's really despicable the way the media is using these victims and the families of the victims basically as political pawns in this.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone to the extent of having their producers, in essence, school or brief the interviewees on how to do it.
Did you see the students that were on Fox this morning? They were on MSNBC yesterday. And there's two students, three of them actually, they were wearing crosses.
Yep.
You know, God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
And they said both occasions that this probably would not have happened if that coach had been armed.
Right. The guy was obviously brave enough.
It obviously didn't go well on MSNBC,
right,
but Fox picked up on it immediately.
Yeah, there's been a couple of interviews that didn't go well, and that's why their producers are being more careful to, shall we say, school the interviewee on how it's done.
And there were posts on Twitter, too, from reporters asking if they had seen it and then asking if the shooter was white.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But they did have one mother on there, and she was hysterical, as you might expect. And she was screaming, and she began to take her ire out on her grief out on President Trump. Won't you do something? Won't you do something? We protect our children. We need metal detectors. Why don't we have metal detectors? And metal detectors is going to be part of the solution, but it is not all of the solution. But her general idea, her general notion, though, was correct. We need to do more at the school to protect the students, and we got to find the money. I mean, how much is each one of these lives worth?
That's correct.
Right? I mean, it's the cost should not be an issue.
Chris, if you want to see how it should be, try to walk into a major software company.
That's what I was trying to say yesterday. I got carried away. You can't go into the courthouse downtown.
You can't walk into Microsoft.
You can't even walk into City Hall.
And if we can protect those facilities, why in God's name can't we protect our children?
And I want to circle back. It's not a federal issue as much as it is a local issue. And the teachers' unions are siphoning off big money from these teachers, and they should step up to the plate. It is a local issue. The schools are local. Mm-hmm. Yes, federal money can go, but it is a local issue. And so much so that each individual school should operate within the district to assure that.
Yeah.
It's got to be made a priority.
Absolutely. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into a couple of other revelations that have come out today about the tips, and that is plural, that the FBI got on mm-hmm. this guy and did nothing about. And we also have David on the line. If you would like to join us as well in the Tim Nichols studio tonight, give us a call at 407-774-8255. We will be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself. At Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown started about Deltona, and they continue westbound all the way to downtown Orlando, and it doesn't even clear up until after Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested until Gotha. 408 eastbound is fairly clear with the exception of some congestion in the Azalea Park area over by the 408 and 417. The ramps leading to the 408 are congested, though. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
The the FBI. Ephraim Simbrus Jr. must be crying his eyes out now.
Can you imagine?
All right. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The FBI admitted today not only the tip in 2017, but a tip in January 5th of this year about this guy was ignored, for lack of a better word. We'll get into that and more, but I want to go to David and get his phone call in before I have to take another break. David, thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you guys being here. I don't know how many nights I have been on the road, and just listening to you guys has lifted my spirits and made me just feel like, okay, there's other people that think like I do out there, and I really appreciate it.
Well, like I said, we're friends. We're all in this together, brother.
It's a small but growing club.
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Now, I'm going to teach you how to say it. It's balaclava.
Balaclava. Okay. That
balaclava.
I don't think he was saying it that way, though, but balaclava. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Balaclava. And why it's called that, instead of just calling it a ski mask, is during the 19th century, Crimean soldiers wore those when they went to war. And the chief village is Balaclava. The other thing that particular city is famous for is that's where the charge of the Light Brigade took place.
I got it. Okay.
Nice.
So this concludes my history lesson.
Yes,
for today.
Thank you.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, David. I do.
You're welcome, indeed. And never go skiing without a balaclava.
You got it. You'll get frostbit.
That's right. I knew it wasn't baklava because that's a Greek pastry.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Well, right. And it was a middle infielder for the Twins and the Senators back when we were kids, too.
That's right.
Kurt Baklava.
Kurt. All right. So the FBI had to admit today, even the FBI director had to come out and make this admission that, beyond the 2017 tip, where the blogger who's from Mississippi tipped the FBI, gave him the guy's name, then they came out and said they couldn't identify him. I mean, what more do you need? How many people in this country have that name, especially with that spelling? And so, and by the way, you pretty much once you're born nowadays, you get a Social Security number, don't you? I mean, it's right away. And so they could have found this guy, but then on January 5th, they got a tip at the FBI tip line that said that it pointed out all the things you look for, that this guy was acting erratically. He had a weapon. He was making threats. If you went onto his social pages, he had pictures of his gun and shooting and dead animals of the like. The sheriff said that they had been called to his house about 20 times over the last 2 years.
39 times.
I'm sorry. Mm. 39 times over the last couple of years, both when his mother was still alive and then afterwards. And
he'd been expelled from school.
I believe 4 times.
Yeah.
He had a bad history at the school. The teachers knew, you know, this guy was bad news. He had an ex-girlfriend that he really harassed. And, you know, the old see something, say something, you know, people did. They saw something. They said something. And on 2 occasions, the FBI dropped the ball, to put it mildly.
A disturbing trend.
Indeed. In the meantime, of course, they've had their hands full with going after Russia collusion. But we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. Once again, we are coming to you tonight from the Tim Nichols studio. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. 5.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President Mike Pence says the mass shooting at a Florida school is every parent's nightmare and says the nation is praying for the victims and their families. Mr. Pence is addressing the shooting at a Parkland, Florida high school during a stop in San Antonio, Texas. The vice president says the heartache in Broward County is unimaginable, but it's a heartache that many Texans know from the deadly shooting last year at a church in Sutherland Springs. President Trump says far-fetched theories about collusion in the 2016 election only serve to further the agendas of bad actors like Russia. Mr. Trump is reacting to news that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has indicted 13 Russians and three Russian organizations for plotting to influence the 2016 campaign. Mr. Trump says it's time we stop the outlandish partisan attacks. On Wall Street, the Dow by 19 points, the NASDAQ dropped 17. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
Former Isleworth millionaire Bob Ward has been found guilty for the second time round for a lesser charge of manslaughter. This is the second time that Ward has been tried, convicted of killing his wife in 2009, and was found guilty of murder the first time. Sentencing will be done in a month, and he's looking at a minimum of 25 years. Universal raised their ticket prices $5 less than a week after Disney. While ticket pricing varies by season, you can expect to get in on a mixed season date for $115 for a single Universal Pass. Two park passes for a mixed season date increased from $165 to $170. Pitchers and catchers reported to spring training this week. Keep it tuned in for spring training daily updates. The Rays play the Red Sox on March 29th, and we'll be covering it live. Brought to you by Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair. Looking forward to a warm weekend in Central Florida. Your AccuWeather details coming up in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting at about Lake Monroe, and they continue westbound all the way to downtown Orlando and past it. It doesn't even clear up until after Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from about the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then you're slow and go until Pine Hills. 408 eastbound is a bit congested in the Azalea Park area, but other than that, it's fairly clear. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 all the way to about Gotha. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Here comes Johnny B. Bad, and you don't want to make him mad.
Hello, this is Buck Merrill, former WCW World Television Champion, Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. And you better listen, don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Don't mess with Johnny B. Bad.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Tonight coming to you from the Tim Nichols Studios. All right, I am Christopher Hart along with Rick Brown and Pierce Outlaw. We're here, as I said, live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. You can be a part of the show as well. Just give us a call at 407-774-8255. So the FBI got these tips, and the opportunities that were missed were even more egregious than just they missed his name. They could have easily followed through on, I guess, his Instagrams. Is that what you were saying?
Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah. If you go to the post and get the IP address of where it came from and go to the house.
Well, it's plus the guy's name and his picture on it, too.
And yet the FBI said that they didn't have, they could not clearly identify him.
That's nonsense.
It is. It is indeed nonsense. And then he was identified again by name. And on January the 5th, this year, you know, just a few weeks ago, and the tip was made to the, I guess it's an 800 tip line. I think it's some variation of if you see something, say something, mm-hmm. right? And the tip was never passed to the Miami field office to follow up on it.
What was that term they didn't want to use for Hillary? This was gross negligence on the part of the FBI.
Indeed it was. And the shooter showed all the signs, as I was saying. He was begging for attention. I mean, it went way, way overboard in mental illness type way. But when you think about it, the kid was just, in essence, begging for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted validation and attention, and he wasn't getting it.
And he should have been Baker Acted.
He should have been. But the changes in the Baker Act make that more difficult. But the bottom line is, when they got the call, they didn't act on it. So if you see something, say something thing is going to have to be streamlined, shall we say. And that the agencies in the locale are notified right away. You don't wait. You don't, you know, check it out at the federal level first. If it's a viable tip, you pass it immediately to the local authorities so that they are at least aware of it. And then maybe they know the source of it, and they know whether it's a viable tip or not.
And the FBI's track record on this is pathetic. If you go back, they missed the Boston Marathon bombers, had them in the palms of their hand.
Mm-hmm.
They had the San Bernardino shooters in mm-hmm. the palm of their hand. They had the Charleston Church shooter in the palm of their hand. They had the Pulse nightclub shooter in the palm of their hand. And then the young man in Fort Lauderdale, who I won't pronounce his name on this air, but they whiffed on all of those, and people lost their lives as a result.
Yep. And they knew them all.
Yeah, indeed. But that still doesn't take away from the fact that we need to do more to protect our children. You know, churches are taking more and more steps. And of course, they face a liability problem. And I guarantee you that Broward School County is going to get their shirt sued off of them pretty soon here. And so...
And folks, we obviously have to do it ourselves because the FBI doesn't have our backs.
Indeed not. You know, if I were a parent and if I was active in a PTA, I would be putting together a watch group, kind of like the Guardian Angels, right? And it's the bottom line is we need to do more to protect our students. We can't escape that.
And how many retired police officers?
Right.
How many retired military people?
Yep.
The people that are at the bus stops, it would be easy to set this up.
It would be. And I do believe fairly inexpensive, especially when you consider the cost of children being murdered. And it's not just murdered, slaughtered, mass style. So it's a doable thing. And it's proven that it works in schools where they do have high security. You just don't; these things don't happen there.
No, because and any of your liberal friends say, well, you know, putting guns in the schools not the answer. Is asking when was the last time somebody walked into a police station and shot up 17 cops?
Right, right. Now, in terms of the weapon that he did use, it is a quote unquote. AR-15. I was trying to make a distinction last night, and I was not very clear about it, and a little bit confused myself, probably. AR does not stand for assault rifle, nor does it stand for automatic rifle. The A stands for a manufacturer. It's the manufacturer rifle, okay? And the caliber is a .223 round, okay? So that's a... It's a
hunting round.
It's a hunting version of the 22 round.
Yeah, some you'd shoot fox, squirrel, coyote.
Right. Yeah, but it is the quote unquote NATO round. But the rifle itself is a semi-automatic rifle. And what I was trying to say last night was that it was in the style of a so-called assault rifle. There isn't really an assault rifle, okay? But what the media's tried to do is give it this militaristic sound to make it sound scary.
They've tried to marry it to an AK-47 is what's happened.
Right. And what I was trying to do is make the distinction that it is the quote-unquote AR-15 style, okay, but it is not a military rifle per se, even though it uses a NATO round. And even though it's a semi-automatic, it cannot shoot automatic rounds without some sort of adaptation like a bump stock or something like that.
Which he did not have.
Which he did not have, which is very clumsy to use, especially in a crowded situation like that.
And there are plenty of small long rifle hunting weapons that do the exact same thing.
Right.
I've got one at my house, actually.
Right.
With the same caliber.
Right.
But the same speed.
Yeah. Right. But even then, the argument is, well, why do you need that? Why do you need that kind of gun? And the answer is right there in the Second Amendment. And you know, I was astonished once again yesterday when I heard Michael Medved say that the purpose of the Second Amendment didn't really have anything to do with protecting us from a tyrannical government.
That's exactly why it's there.
And, yeah.
and to protect the First Amendment.
Right. But it's right there in it. And it says, in order to have a well-regulated militia, and then it's comma, in order to protect the free state, comma, the right to own weapons shall not be abridged. The right to own guns shall not be abridged. It's telling you right there why the Second Amendment's in there. It doesn't say you have the right to own a weapon in order to protect yourself. It doesn't say you have the right to own a weapon to hunt for food. It says you have the right to own a weapon because we have to have a well-regulated militia to protect a free state.
Against tyranny.
Exactly.
Against tyranny.
So if the purpose of the Second Amendment is such, will shotguns and handguns do the job? No. Like, you need some serious weapons in the hands of civilians. And that's why we need this type of weapon and maybe even something a little heavier duty.
And that's why the Japanese did not invade the American mainland in World War II when they had us on the ropes.
And it's why the government thinks twice about raiding our homes. Right? The purpose is right there in the Second Amendment. It's not to protect ourselves. It's not to go hunting. It's to protect the free state. And those other things are icing on the cake. And by the way, as long as you're protecting the free state, guess what? Now you're in a better situation to protect your own self. And if you need food, you got a way to go out and get it.
And there was a reason that the Second Amendment was put second is because it's that important.
Exactly. Until you got to about, I think, the Eighth Amendment, it was one of the shortest. I mean, it's right to the point.
Mm-hmm.
We're to have guns in order to protect our nation. And you can't protect the nation if all you got is pea shooters. You need serious weaponry, and that's why we have it, and we're going to continue to have it. Okay, let's get in a couple of phone calls before we have to take another break here. Mary is up next tonight. Thank you for calling, or first tonight. Thanks for calling, Mary. Next. All right, I'm already
thank
in
you.
The next day. All right, thank you. Go ahead. We appreciate it.
Hi, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm calling because I was so upset the other day when I watched the president's speech, which I thought was very eloquently spoken.
Yep.
And I love that he spoke to the children of America directly.
Yep.
He did not accuse anybody.
Nope.
And then I hear on mainstream media, and believe me, like sometimes I'm not a fan of Trump. Sometimes he says things and I'm cringe and I'm like, oh, why'd you say that? Or you
know. All right, right.
But, but his speech was perfect.
Yep.
And then the next day, Trump's speech is awful. He accused accused students of not telling what happened or you
right.
know, the and it was just awful. I could not believe it. I just couldn't believe it.
Well, you know it's
like, what does the guy have to do?
I know. It's in instances like this when their despicable nature comes out most. And that's despicable twisting of his words. He was trying to comfort students. Like you said, he spoke to them directly. He told them that they are loved, that they can trust their teachers. Their teachers are there to help them and love them. And you're right. It was the perfect, quote-unquote, as they say, tone speech. And yet they turned a deaf ear to it and didn't want to hear anything of it.
Yeah, and you know, Mary, that Trump did strike exactly the right tone with that. And more importantly, as we saw with the other big news story today with the indictments,
which we're going to
the American people are smart enough to see through that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. And then I also, about guns, every time something happens, they do say, oh, we have to control guns. And that scares me only because my husband owns guns. I don't like guns, but I don't tell him guns. And he actually has the gun, that the type of gun that was used in the shooting, unfortunately.
Right.
But what does he do with that gun? He goes to the gun range. He has fun with it, you know.
Well, not and only that, but he's becoming more and more experienced in using it. That once again, exactly. It's a safeguard. The purpose of the Second Amendment is to safeguard the nation by the citizens being in a position to do so. And if we don't have weapons like that and aren't experienced enough to know how to use them, then we can't fulfill our obligations as citizens of the United States, according to the Constitution. It's an obligation. It's an obligation that we have, whether we like it or not. By the way, do you know what the musket was back in the day?
An assault weapon?
Exactly. It was the most advanced. Right. It was the most advanced firearm you could have. And guess what? Every boy, I believe, and every man above the age of 16 was required to have one.
Well, you need it for survival, too, to feed yourself.
But the point was to be able to protect and fight for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, back then it was more important to be able to feed yourself, too. But go ahead, Mary.
Well, there's many, many responsible people that have guns and don't go and shoot people.
Absolutely.
You know, I have many neighbors who have guns. I don't like to pick up a gun. My husband always says, oh, come on, come to the gun range. You would have fun. I don't want to, but I'm not going to stop him from doing it. And my son likes to do it.
Yeah.
So,
well, once again, it's good to know how to do it. The people who don't know how to handle guns are the ones who end up accidentally shooting themselves or their friends or something like that. But the bottom line is, it wouldn't probably be a bad idea for you to go out there at least to know how it feels to shoot one.
I do know gun safety. I just don't
it's always my dad used to always say it's good to have a healthy fear of guns. All right, and he'd almost shot his toe off one time because he wasn't being careful with his shotgun. So it's they obviously can hurt you. So you got to be careful with them. But the point is, we must have them because we live in a world that's full of evil and bad people. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it's the overall, 99.99999% of the people who have guns use them responsibly. But then you have criminals and others who use them irresponsibly, and they do it on purpose.
And they're the reason we have to have guns.
And that's right. Another reason, but the primary reason, according to the Constitution,
is to defend the state.
And we can't forget that in this debate because of why do you need that type of gun? Because of the obligation we have. That's why. Mary, have you ever been to Cafe Positano?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to go? Do you like Italian food?
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, please stay on the line and give Nick your information. We will not pass it on to anybody else. And I'll send you a gift certificate to Cafe Positano. And Rick is twisting my arm, making sure I give you some gift card to Tijuana Flats, too, right?
You bet.
And unlike Sally Yates, we won't unmask you.
That's right. We will not unmask you. Well, God bless you and God bless your husband. And tell him thanks for being a great patriot. All right?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got Aubrey Kahn on the line and Frank, and you can join us as well at 407-774-8255.
Frank, who doesn't like my shoes.
That's right. Once again, we'll come right back to you on a Patriot Home Funding Friday from the Tim Nichols Studios.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting at about Lake Monroe, and they continue westbound all the way to downtown Orlando and past it. It doesn't even clear up until after Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from about the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then you're slow and go until Pine Hills. 408 eastbound is a bit congested in the Azalea Park area, but other than that, it's fairly clear. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 all the way to about Gotha. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Rusev Udria, Rusev Machka.
Okay, meanwhile, the Russians are coming. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, actually, they've already been here. Some indictments came down today from the FBI, actually from the Herr Mueller investigation and Rod Rosenstein. I guess the FBI have been sidetracked, you know, with the portfolio and everything. They couldn't take care of business. That is the business of protecting America. And we'll get to the indictments here in a minute, but I want to get back to the phone lines. Aubrey Kahn is on the line. How are you tonight, Aubrey? The shrinking man, Aubrey Kahn. Is he still there?
Why don't we... I'm here.
All right,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now. Go ahead.
All right, sorry about that. Firstly, my condolences to Tim and his family. He was a good friend to the station. I'm sad to hear what has finally happened.
Yep.
But he's in a better place now, so I guess we should rejoice for his sake.
Well, I see it is he's fighting the struggle now on the other side, right? He's a great patriot.
Right.
All right. Yep. But go ahead.
And secondly, this the AR stands for Armalite Rifle.
Right, Armalite.
A history lesson night, you know.
Yeah, Armalite is the manufacturer. That's what I was saying. The
A's. Armalite's the manufacturer. Right.
The original AR-15 was built by the Armalite Manufacturing Company, and these others are knockoffs in essence of
it. Correct.
It's in that style, and that's right. This point I was trying to make last night, but I didn't obviously get the point across. And had a little confusion of my own, I guess, going on there. But, yeah,
right.
The Armalite,
and lastly,
the Armalite,
you know,
company. Right, I'm sorry? Go ahead.
The FBI, last of all, I mean, they are so busy chasing down rabbit holes that the important stuff they ignore.
As it turned out in this case, not just once, but twice. Yeah.
Regularly. Why? Because they're always running down rabbit holes looking for Russian collusion and Trump this and Trump that, and it's just nonsense.
Well, certainly
it's time
for heads to roll.
Well, Governor Scott has called for Christopher Wray to, to resign. Certainly at the top level of the FBI and the FBI building in Washington, D.C., they were clearly distracted, to put it mildly. Thanks, Aubrey. We'll be seeing you Sunday night. And Aubrey will be co-hosting the show with me. So the AR-15 is the Armalite. As I said, that's the manufacturer. And it never stood for assault or automatic or anything like that. I want to go right now to Esar. Esar's calling us. And Esar, is this correct? You're a former Israeli IDF officer?
Correct, yes.
Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling the show. Go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, I listen to you guys every night and really appreciate what you guys are doing. I know you guys are very passionate about the whole Second Amendment thing, but I want to kind of shed my opinion from my background, right? I served in the Israeli military for over 10 years. I kept serving as a reservist until I moved here to Florida about 13 years ago. And you must agree with, or you don't have to, but I assume you agree with me that the personal safety in Israel is probably not as good as it is in most places in the United States. There are real threats, depending where you are, not everywhere, but definitely higher than it's in most cases in the U.S. And yet it's on the verge of impossible to own a weapon, even as a former officer in the military. And in order to own a weapon, you have to go through training once a year. You have to be registered to do so. And I think it's a much more healthy situation than the situation here in the United States. I don't have anything against people having guns. I think it's definitely not a bad thing. I think allowing anybody who wants a gun to have one without any supervision is very problematic.
Yeah, well, I appreciate what you're saying, and you're right. The situation in Israel, in many cases, is in many ways, is far more dangerous than here, given the terrorist activity and the hostile neighbors that you have there, and being that you have even hostile people who are citizens, perhaps of Israel. I can understand perhaps the different outlook, but where I'm coming from is this is the tradition of the United States, and this is the tradition that the Second Amendment is there for. And the tradition is that the citizens be armed, and the well-regulated is kind of where you're going, though. And well-regulated in the Constitution did not mean well-restricted. It meant well-trained, well-armed, in order that they could be an effective militia, it says, in order to have an effective militia.
Yeah, regulated had a different definition in the 1700s than it does what we consider it today.
Right. It was a military unit would be well-regulated if it was well-trained and disciplined and armed. It was well-regulated, able to do the task at hand. And that's the tradition of the United States. And I don't see that changing, even in situations like this, Esar.
I'll tell you what my thought about it is, and I obviously, you know, I've lived here long enough to understand that very well, and I'll tell you where my...
Well, I tell you what, Esar, I'm only going to cut you off because I have to take a hard break right now. Would you please stay through, and we'll take this up again on the other side?
Sure.
It'll be a few minutes because it's a news break, but please stay with us, okay? I want to take this up with you. Okay, Esar is going to join us on the other side. I hope you will, too, once again, as we come to you tonight from the Relax and Comfort Studios, renamed for Tim Nichols, the Tim Nichols Studios. Frank, we'll be back with you again, too.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, A new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
Hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show, coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Tonight we're coming to you from the Tim Nichols Studios. Tim is a dear friend of ours, longtime listener to the show. He used to come out and have dinner with us regularly at Cafe Positano's till about 2 years ago when he succumbed to the disease. Well, when he got the disease. Lou Gehrig's ALS, and he succumbed to it last night after listening to radio all day, including us. So Tim is the first member of the American Adversaries Army and will always be recognized as a general in the American Adversaries Army. Only now he has wings. He got his wings last night, you might say. All right, Pierce Outlaw is in the studio along with Rick Brown, back off the road in the Westminster Dog Show stuff.
That was a fun time. I'll tell you what, if you haven't been, it's even better in person than it is on TV.
Yeah, Mike was talking about it last night.
He's the one that got me hooked on it.
Is that right?
To go.
Yeah, he went a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah.
I'm Christopher Hart. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. We spent pretty much the first hour talking about the shooting in Parkland. The president is, I believe, down in Parkland now. If he makes a statement, public statement, we'll go to it, cut away to it live. Some new revelations came out today about the shooter. He didn't have smoke bombs with him. He didn't have a gas mask with him. But there were two tips that the FBI got, one last year and then one January 5 of this year, that were not acted upon, and either one of those tips could most likely have prevented what happened yesterday had the authorities acted on them and had some authority to do something about the situation. So we've been discussing that. It morphed into a bit of a discussion about gun control, and that's where we are now. We have Isar on the line with us. He is a former Israeli officer who has moved to the United States and was discussing how they do it differently in Israel. And indeed, you have to be able to prove that you live in a life-threatening situation in order to own a gun in Israel. And I was pointing out to Isar that that's not our tradition. The whole point of the Second Amendment is that the public itself is armed. Isar, take it away. Thanks for sticking around.
Oh, thank you. There's 2 points I want to make, and the first one relates to something that you actually said on the show yesterday, which I 100% agree with, which the founding fathers had common sense, right? Everything that they put together for a very good reason, and the vast majority of it is very much relevant today. I think that one particular component is not so relevant today. What I mean is when the Second Amendment was put in place, it was put in place where the concept of a United States as a single nation was at jeopardy. That had to be defended by every single individual in the United States because the whole concept of it being a single unified nation was at stake.
And it does now.
Right, yeah.
The other part of it relates to what you said earlier in the show about what was the most advanced weapon you could buy then was a mascot, which is right. So it was reasonable that you could get that in order to defend the nation, the actual existence of a single unified nation. Today, the most advanced weapon people can buy is atomic bombs, F-16 tanks, and whatsoever. The fact that that individual in the United States can go and buy AR-15s, handguns, and so on makes absolutely no difference if you really put the protection of the nation at stake with the nations that there are today. So that's my first point. I think it's a lot less relevant. The other part of my point relates specifically to this incident and similar incident. A 19-year-old kid in the United States is not legally allowed to buy a drink. And I think that's fantastic, and I wish that was the same thing in Israel. Why? Because it saves lives. Why? Because we don't think a 19-year-old kid has enough responsibility to handle being drunk and then driving a car, as an example.
Right, yeah. I see where you're going.
And yet, we allow them to buy any weapon they wish to buy. And it makes absolutely no sense to me. Again, not coming from the, like you said, the tradition you're coming from, which it's as if me coming telling you, no, you should give up, the American nation should give up on baseball. I understand this is out of the question.
Right.
I'm just trying to express my opinion.
No, and it's a valid one at that, and well thought out, I must admit. Thank you for it. First of all, let me say this. As you were describing the situation back when the founders were writing the Constitution, I think that they were looking forward as well. I think that they thought that the threat of tyranny always exists, that it never really goes away. And you kind of expressed it as trying to hold a nation together. Well, now it's to preserve that nation and that the threat always exists. Now, is the technology that we have enough? At least it puts a thought in somebody else's mind. They may not want to ground invade the United States unless they nuke us first. And if they do that, of course, then all bets are off. But the bottom line is having a well-regulated militia not only protects us from invasion from without, but from tyranny within. And I think that the founders, as you put it, they were very smart, very commonsensical. They understood the whole purpose of the Constitution is based on what they called natural law. And natural law, they saw, never changes. In other words, human nature will never change. So the threats may be cloaked or dressed differently, so to speak.
And technology may change.
Right. But the threat itself will remain the same because you're dealing with human beings. Now, to your other point, 19, maybe, for certain weapons, you might need to raise that to 21, the drinking age. That I can see being a legitimate thing to debate in the halls of Congress. Not whether you can get them or not, but at whether we can sell them to people who can't drink. And so that I do think that it's open for that. That's a good one to debate.
Mm-hmm.
Because certainly a well-regulated militia means people who can be trusted and know how to use the weapons. And in this case, obviously, that did not apply. So once again, thanks. It's very well thought out, and I certainly hope you'll call us again, Esar.
I will do. Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. We appreciate that. And let me go to Frank. He's been patiently waiting as well. Frank, thanks so much. Appreciate you being there.
Excellent show, Chris.
Thank you.
Hello to Mr. Outlaw and Mr. Brown Shoes.
Frank, who only likes black shoes, I found out.
Boots
on
you.
Actually, I have elephant skins on now, and I love you, boots. I'm a big boot guy.
All right.
There you go.
Go ahead.
But, okay, real quick. If this drops, I apologize because I'm in DFE. So just to get right to the point. You know, the FBI, you know, they drop in the fall. You know, it's like, you know, they all say, why is, I can't figure this out. It's kind of inexplicable, right?
Yep.
Let me explain it to you. Can I explain it to you? All right. The idea that the corruption at the FBI is a couple of guys at the top is a joke. Now, is everybody corrupt? Of course not. But it goes a lot deeper than a couple of guys at the top.
No.
And my opinion is they drop the ball. They're not stupid. They're not bumbling idiots. It's by design. Because it advances their agenda when these things happen.
Well, I'm tempted to agree with you. However, in this case in particular, this is the last thing the FBI needs right now. With all of this other stuff going on with the Steele dossier and McCabe and Strzok and Page and all this stuff, the last thing that they needed was this,
blowing up in their face at the wrong time.
Right, that's what I'm...
They're not following up on their leads is by design because, they you know, I hate to say this, I hate to even think this, but this got. But I think that you know, they do it because they want these things to happen. I'm sorry.
Not
all of them, but there's guys that do.
Yeah, I understand. And this is the problem. What you are expressing is the very problem that they have, is that they look like something bad is going on at the FBI.
And a reasonable person here is expressing extreme disconfidence in them.
And that's exactly right. And that's why I say this couldn't have happened at a worse time, whether it was by design or not, for the FBI, given the other things going on.
You know, and I wonder, with the corruption of leadership at the FBI, how much time would the Southern office guys spending surveilling the Southern White House instead of doing their jobs?
Well, let's take a break and take that up on the other side, because they've come out with indictments today, indictments of all days today, against Russians who will never see a courtroom in the United States. I'll tell you that right now. Thanks, Frank. God bless you for being out there. You're listening to the American Adversaries, and we are coming to you from the Tim Nichols Studios tonight. Rest in peace, Tim, but I know you're going to be fighting for us on the other side. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting at about Lake Monroe, and they continue westbound all the way to downtown Orlando and past it. It doesn't even clear up until after Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from about the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then you're slow and go until Pine Hills. 408 eastbound is a bit congested in the Azalea Park area, but other than that, it's fairly clear. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 all the way to about Gotha. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
No, no, no.
are coming! The Russians are coming!
Actually, they've already come and gone! But I guess they're going to be coming back again. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you tonight from the Tim Nichols Studios. And joining us now is Nostradamus. And, of course, you remember Tim Nostradamus.
God bless Tim. You know, the one thing I remember about Tim the most is he mentioned that over at the golf club he worked at, Davey Johnson, the former Major League Baseball player, was a regular there. And I said, ooh, I got a baseball card. Can you get him to sign it? Like that. Within 3 days from one visit to Cafe Positano's to the next, he got me this nice, cool signed autograph of Davey Johnson. What a guy Tim was.
Yeah.
He was special.
Yeah, and I always used to joke with him that he's one of the few men to see Bill Clinton naked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he saw that white tail of Bill's. He saw him from behind, anyway. He was at the club, and Clinton was there. This is after he was president. And played around the golf and had taken a shower and was walking around naked in the locker room. Like, put something on, would you?
Where's the women's shower at? I know it's here somewhere.
God bless Tim. He really big heart. Okay. We've been talking about the FBI having to do with the school shooting. And then there was this big distraction. There is this big distraction going on in Washington, D.C. today. And the indictments came down. Pierce, you want to brief them on the indictments? It was, I think, 15 indictments. No, 8 counts.
13 indictments, 13 people indicted, 8
3
counts.
3 businesses, too.
Yes, and there were 3 businesses. And basically what you have was Russian citizens setting up shell corporations in the United States, laundering money, stealing internet identities, and dealing with Americans on a grassroots level to disrupt the 2016 election. Going so far as to do internet posts, start arguments on the internet. They even had rallies for and against the same candidates on the same day in New York City, both before and after the election.
Just to mess with us.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing all
partisan.
Along. Right. And I've been pointing this out for months, that they weren't trying to help Hillary. They weren't trying to help Trump. They were trying to screw with us.
Yes, mayhem.
Exactly.
See how deep they could get.
Create chaos. And you have to understand that they weren't trying to end the United States in 2016. They're trying to end the United States, but it's a long-term plan. And they chipped away a little bit in 2016. And what they were trying to do was create mistrust and discord in the population and toward politicians in the political process.
And if they can delegitimize it, then they win. And if they can keep doing it without getting caught, they win.
And if the media gloms onto it and falls right into their trap, they win.
Man. Yeah.
And that's what has happened here in this whole Russia collusion business. Guys did his investigation into this when via Trump accomplished what the Russians were trying to do. And that is create discord, chaos, and mistrust.
We can do that all by ourselves. We don't need Russia's help with that.
And in fact, real quickly, that's another point. Brilliant. Thank you, Nostradamus. What they're doing is they're using our strength against us. Mm-hmm. Our strength is our adversarial form of government where we can all participate, literally. We can get out in the streets. We can hold rallies. We can do this. We can run for office. We can criticize. We can have a radio show, right?
We can go on the internet.
Right. And it's all to play out that adversarial relationship. And see, what they're doing is they're trying to take that and use it against us. They're trying to take that, which is one of the greatest parts of our form of government, and use it as a weakness against us. And if we lose sight of the ball, they accomplish it. And that's what has happened since 2016. There should have been responsible reporting, would have been. The Russians tried, but they couldn't do it.
And the Obama administration knew it while it was happening in the summer of 2016, and not only did nothing about it, they swept it under the rug.
Indeed, they did. And once again, they played the useful idiot to the Russians' plot, the Russians' plan. And they're still doing it.
Yes, and today the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein gave a statement to the press from the Justice Department, And in that statement, the most important thing, in my opinion, was this. There is no allegation in the indictment that any American was a knowing participant in the alleged unlawful activity. There is no allegation in the indictment that the charged conduct altered the outcome of the 2016 election.
You had, in essence, 13 Russians who came over here to try to upset an election that 120, 130 million people vote in. So that's, let's see, one Russian per how many million people, right?
And 10 million?
Right. This should have been laughed at.
And the media?
Just like you just did.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been laughed at because it was a feeble attempt to participate in our elective process in order to upset it.
Yeah, but these guys, these were going on the internet, and they were saying that they were Americans, and they were causing arguments. Do you know how many people you can sway by arguing with them on the internet over politics?
Oh, boy.
It could be a sea change.
It wasn't meant to sway people. It was an attempt to raise the temperature and turn us against each other, like you said.
But once again, though, and to Nostradamus's point, is that in the vast universe that is the internet, it was all lost.
It's a ripple.
Until they, and a small one at that, until they, meaning the Democrats and the media, made it into a tidal wave. You see? They did the Russians' work for them. And by the way, he pointed out that these efforts started in 2014, well before Trump declared. You know, once again, it wasn't to help either side. It was to hurt everybody in the United States right. in the process.
So where does that leave us with President Trump and Paul Manafort and Rick Gates and General Flynn?
Well, and certainly in the case of General Flynn, now even the FBI has admitted that it's debatable whether he lied or not. It's not certainly not at all clear. And given the fact that the judge recused himself from that case and the fact that they used the dossier to you know, get at him, the charges need to be thrown out.
Yeah, I thought they came out and said there was no evidence that he had lied.
Right.
Period.
The confession needs to be thrown out. The judge, the new judge, can throw out the confession if she chooses to do
and
so.
And throw out the plea.
Right. That's what I mean. Throw out his confession and then throw out the charges with it because they're baseless. So all of this is happening today. Once again, the media is going to try to make this into an indictment of Trump. But if anything, it clears President Trump. And he made that point himself in a tweet just a little while ago.
So they're left with what? Obstruction against Trump for something that never happened.
That's right. Okay, by the way, I just got this from our dear friend and colleague, Carl Jackson. It is his and Betsy's anniversary today. Congratulations.
Happy anniversary, yeah. Carl and Betsy.
Yeah, way to go, you Jacksons. All right, well, we appreciate that. And he extends their condolences for Tim, too. Tim Nichols. Tonight, we're coming to you from the Tim Nichols studio. Very first member of the American Adversaries Army is now fighting a battle on the other side. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. 5 and AM 660. The answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Facebook says it is doubling its security staff to 20,000 and actively working with the FBI to stop election interference by Russians and others. The company's statement is in response to the indictment of 13 Russians and three Russian organizations by federal prosecutors. The charges shed light on the extent to which Russians manipulated social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. He's known as Putin's chef, a wealthy Russian businessman and restaurateur who gained favor with Vladimir Putin through his stomach. On Friday, Yevgeny Prigozhin, along with 12 other Russians and three Russian organizations, were charged by the U.S. government as part of a vast and wide-ranging effort to sway political opinion during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 19 points, the NASDAQ dropped 17, the S&P up by 1. More details at srnnews.com.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals. Like Bahama cruises from $229 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $599 per person? Caribbean 7-night cruises are starting at $349 per person. Receive free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterway River cruises. Special savings on all-inclusive packages to the Dominican Republic and Mexico. Up to 65% off Sandals and Beaches Resorts, plus additional offers. Receive 2-for-1 savings with kids sale for free on MSC Divina and Seaside. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Oh, yeah. Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me, DDP. Diamond Dallas Page, the king of Otter Pig, the master of the diamond cutter, a three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bye!
And we're back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the American Adversaries coming to you tonight on a Patriot Home Funding Friday from the Tim Nichols Studios. All right, I am Christopher Hart, along with Nostra Dennis, Pierce Outlaw, Rick Brown. We got Nick on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. We're going to get to the Killer Bee here in just a second, but first, Diane is on the line. Hey, Diane, how you doing?
Hey. Very sad. We are both very, very sad. If there's anything Marianne needs, please let me know.
Okay, I'll do that. And,
really,
and
anything at all.
And when I find out about the arrangements, you know, for
thank
a service
you.
And everything as well,
yeah.
We'll certainly, definitely let you know. But thank you. Thank you for that. And
it's fitting Nostra Dennis is in the studio.
Well, I heard the news and I had to stop by.
Yeah.
You rock.
Thank you.
Yep.
You do too.
Thank you.
Yep. And of course, Diane was the first official member. Tim snuck in under the fence, but
he got naturalized. Don't worry. He's okay.
God bless him. He was just so anxious to be a part of what we do here.
I want to thank you guys for, you didn't go to the cruise, but we had such a wonderful time.
You know,
family got to meet Tim and my granddaughter absolutely loved him. And we had a wonderful time, and thanks to Dr. K, the whole thing was amazing.
Yeah, Tim and I.
And he loved it.
Yeah, he and I were going to be roommates on that cruise, so he ended up in the cabin, and he got the cabin by himself. Yeah, it was a cruise we set up for our listeners, and I was anticipating going, and then they staged this big political thing down here where they had all the presidential candidates come down. And
kind of got to go to that.
Oh, God, it was a tough decision, though. But
it was worth it for him. He loved it, and it was It was wonderful.
Yeah, he mentioned, it wasn't the last time we spoke, but one of the last times we spoke, he mentioned that cruise and how much he did enjoy being on that cruise. Yeah.
He did. It was on his bucket list.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, like I say, he's still with us. You know, he's just helping us from the other side, so to speak. Not
well,
on the other side.
Okay.
He's not on the other side. It's from the other side, Nostradamus. God bless Tim, though. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Diane. God bless you,
thank
too.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so much. All right. That is Tim Nichols. He passed away last night. He succumbed to ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And we'll miss him, but we know he's still listening. All right. Let's get now to the Killer Bee coming to us live from the Hive, Brian Blair. How you doing, Brian? We've got some sound effects.
I'm just buzzing here in Tampa, Florida, waiting to talk to the American Adversaries superstar, Chris Hart, along with your tag team partner, Pierce Outlaw. And I understand you got a slick wick in the box.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Yep, and got
Nostradamus. How are you?
And I'm doing well.
Got Nostradamus. Got Nostradamus in here with us, too, tonight.
Hey, B.
Oh, Nostradamus, my man. What have you been up to?
Oh, just all sorts of mischief. I'm colluding with people on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. He has to turn himself in back in before nightfall here.
Duh.
Yeah, I understand he's got house arrest, but that's okay.
Yes. But, hey, so first of all, Parkland shooting. Brian?
What a travesty, and what a tragedy. It's an unspeakable tragedy, and to think that the FBI on January 5th were handed a tee shot that couldn't be missed, but they dropped the ball, and I think so much of it has to do with them wasting so much time at the top. You know, you don't get tips like that every day. And, you know, Rick Scott has called for the resignation of one of our top FBI agents because of this. And I don't blame him. You know, how do the parents react when they know that the people entrusted to protect our nation and our security and our schools and, you know, everything about that, we're asleep at the wheel. It's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, but this is their job, and this is what they get paid for, and it's sickening to know that they had a great, credible tip that they let fall through the cracks.
You know, Nostradamus, your dad was a cop in New York.
Sure was. Yeah, I worked with DEA for a while too.
And it must really, you know, really rub the so-called rank and file the wrong way when something like this occurs, because they evidently the Miami office was never told about this January 5th tip, and you know it is the rank and file who are ready to go out and find these things out and do these things, but as Brian was saying, they've been distracted at the top. And that's where the tip was called in, at the FBI tip line.
Yeah, and the local police had gone to this kid's house 36 times in the last 2 years. That combined with a message from the FBI could have made a difference.
And being expelled from school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was expelled from like 4 different schools, right?
Yeah.
Am I correct about that?
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
But now, of course, the political ramifications is the Democrats wasted no time trying to make this all about gun control. Brian? Did we lose Brian?
Time. And we all know that if we take away guns from the good guys, the only guys that will have them are the bad guys. I mean, that's without saying. But, you know, that's just, you know, every time I see that hashtag, liberalism is a mental disorder, I more and more I have to agree with that, because as far left as Schumer and Pelosi are taking the Democrat Party, I think in the midterms you're going to see a real reflection of not only the president's numbers being at an all-time high, but the fact that the liberals are shooting themselves in the foot every time they speak. They speak about things that aren't popular with my liberal friends.
Yeah.
They don't want sanctuary cities. They don't want open borders. They don't want all the BS that's going on right now. They might not have liked Donald Trump, and they might still not like Donald Trump, but at the same time, they want honesty and integrity. And above all, when you cannot trust your FBI agents at the top of the echelon, America has become, you know, a Congo nation, a third world nation in that realm right now. People are looking at us like, wow, what are these people doing? This is unprecedented. It's never happened in this nation before. And now that virtually President Trump has totally been exonerated without the total exoneration part, Mueller came out with all of this stuff. Not one thing leads to Russian collusion with him. 13 Russians or...
Yep.
And some businesses that they're after, but nothing whatsoever. If anything, Christopher Hart, the mainstream media should be looking at shows like yours and being envious, because you guys told the truth when they continued to pull the wool over the American public's eyes. And that, to me, you know, when things like this happen in South Florida, because of discombobulation at the top, chasing a fallacy, it's just you know, unthinkable.
Yeah, Rick, you want to say that?
I was just going to say, you know, the whole success of the show is that it's common sense, right? And we look at things from a common sense perspective. And I think, Brian, our normal liberal friends are getting tired of it as well, because they look at people like Chuck and Nancy, and all they see are these idiots trying to build a voter base where one doesn't exist, and they're lumping all of them into the same crazy boat, and they're rebelling just as hard, I think, as the conservatives are.
The problem that the problem that the liberal media and the Democrats have is they're swimming against the current, in the sense that they're swimming against the truth. And you can do that for a while, mm-hmm. right? But eventually the truth wins out. The current will eventually take you over. And you just can't continue to do that. And I believe we see that fatigue factor coming in now. Some ratings numbers came out on CNN. I think they're at like 30% drop in there. And it's because the people are getting sick and tired of hearing the same old stuff over and over and over again. And there's never really any substance to it. New allegation today, new allegation tomorrow. Well, where's the real deal stuff? Where's the truth? Where's the collusion?
Well, you know, my liberal friends sit back and say, I want to believe, I want to support, but how can I? It's such a defying of logic that is coming out from the leadership.
Right. And so I say, let them have at it.
Well, what have the liberals voted for in the last,
nothing
really, since 2009? They voted for to squash the banks. They voted for to take away your health insurance and raise your premiums, in my case, times four. They voted against tax relief, which has been a boon for our economy. And now they've put forth a false narrative with this collusion that never happened. And there's corruption within the highest ranks of our law enforcement system from a national level that they are denying. And they're putting illegal immigrants over American citizens.
What, Brian?
That Pierce is 100% right on the money. And, you know, people get tired of the false narrative. You could go to Twitter 6 months ago and Trump was being impeached because of Russia. I mean, everything you saw was from the liberal side was Trump's going down. He's going to jail. He's going to prison. He's going to be impeached. And all this came from the mainstream media. And they still believe the 1980s thought process that if we tell them the lies long enough, they're going to believe it. If we keep telling them the lies long enough, they're going to believe it. But when the truth comes out, and now if you notice, there's nothing about Russia. I haven't seen anything on the mainstream media. I don't hear them talking about that. They'd rather talk about Melania's shoes or something stupid. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. And now they don't even want to make a deal for the DACA recipients. You've got Trump out there trying to help the people in that situation, They're still illegal immigrants, and we still have millions of people in this nation, veterans, homeless people, our own people that are sick and they need help so bad. That's why the Cauliflower Alley Club is so passionate in my heart, because we have so many Americans that need help, yet we're going to give all this money away to chase a false narrative. How much money did Mueller spend on this witch hunt?
Yeah,
good question.
Brian, I wanted to read something that the West Wing released this afternoon, and it's data from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement that reveals that 90% of all arrested illegal immigrants last year had criminal convictions or were wanted on charges, and that despite claims that ICE agents are, quote-unquote, rounding up innocent illegal immigrants, just over 10% had no known criminal charges. 10%.
Wow. Right.
That's a good batting average on their part.
Yeah. And, of course, they run all these stories about poor old grandpa got drugged out of his house and dragged out of his house and shipped out of the country, or, you know, mom got shipped out or something. And they don't tell you, once again, the truth. But the truth, the difference between back in the 80s and prior to that and now is you do have shows like this. You got the El Rush Fuzzbo. You got all these big conservative news outlets that can be a balance of some sort against the liberal news media. And because we are there and we don't go away, we erode their fake news stories. Brian, we got to take a break. When we come back, we got Sam on the line. We'll take his phone call as well. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up at 7 o'clock. I'm sure he's going to have a world to say about this latest revelation of the tip that wasn't followed up on. Please stay with us as we once again come to you tonight from the Tim Nichols Studios.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at dinorentosstudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries. Tonight we are coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, which we have renamed for Tim Nichols. And Tim will always be in our hearts. Okay, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out and about this weekend and maybe you're in the market for a new automobile or at least another automobile, please go by Sutherland Nissan. They're located on East Colonial Drive at Chickasaw Trail. Sutherland Nissan is a great place. They lease cars. They sell both new and pre-owned vehicles. But the pre-owned ones, of course, go through a serious check to make sure they're in excellent shape. And they're very friendly and no high pressure. That's Sutherland Nissan. When you go by there, and by the way, that's OrlandoNissan.com if you want to go online. Please tell them you heard about it on the American Adversaries. And once again, they're great folks over at Sutherland Nissan. We're proud to have them as a sponsor of the show. Let's get in a couple of phone calls. Once again, we still have Brian Blair on the line coming to us live from the Hive. Sam, thank you for calling. We appreciate your patience. Go ahead.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Excellent. Thank you.
When I heard that the FBI couldn't identify this statement, you know, by Nicholas Cruz, they had his name.
Yeah.
I said, well, let me do my own little search on Facebook. And I put the name Nicholas Cruz, spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S.
Yeah.
I have 41 Nicholas Cruz over the entire country. But he spelled his name
N-I-C-O-L-A-S.
Right.
It was one.
Right.
I found him within 5 minutes. And don't tell me that I'm a better investigator than the whole FBI.
Apparently you are, Sam.
I guess so. Unfortunately, you just demonstrated the frustration that we have with the FBI, that they've so bungled this. It was, how did Brian put it? It was a perfect tee shot. This was grooved, man. I mean, you can't get better tips than this. They gave him his name. And then they got his name again on January the 5th. And neither time were they able to follow through and come up with, you were able to do in 5 minutes.
Maybe they're too busy with the Trump investigation.
Obviously, they were distracted. Yes. Yes. I think we must conclude that. We can't think that they are hiring such incompetent people as this. Right? So, yeah, something else has been going on, and I think you hit the nail on the head.
And they've got a lot of young, hip agents in their 20s who know social media. They know the internet. It's not like they're living in the past.
No. If it was me, maybe. Not them. But thanks, Sam. You proved our point for us so very well. We appreciate that. Let's get Chris's phone call in, and then we'll go back to Brian. Chris, thank you for calling tonight. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to Greg Gutfeld earlier. He had a good point. He says, you know, if you're going to tell everybody to, if you see something, say something, you better do something. And these guys don't want to do nothing.
Right.
I've never seen such lazy an organization as the FBI, but they're really good at covering their butts when it comes to the Hillary Clinton investigations. Maybe they should have, instead of wasting time pre-writing an exoneration letter months before they let her go, maybe they could have did some of their real law enforcement work.
I couldn't agree with you more, Chris. Let me get Brian's feelings on that. Brian, you heard what he just said.
No, I agree with both callers. You know, first off, it's a shame that, a layman can, Google a guy and find him in 5 minutes. And just to know the background that he had, and then to get a tip as recently as January the 5th and not do anything about it, I mean, we have a serious problem. And as Chris just said, you know, maybe they're too busy investigating President Trump. I think he hit the nail on the head as well.
Yeah.
They need to start doing their job and get away from all this other political BS and protect the American people once again.
Well, it certainly should be a day of reckoning at the FBI, and I dare say at the Justice Department as well, and parading out this series of quote-unquote serious charges against 13 Russians ain't going to get them their credibility back. I guarantee you that right now. They need to do some serious house cleaning at the FBI. And
no, it's not.
Go ahead.
I want to go back to one point that you mentioned, Chris, and that was, you know, the Democrats always go back to gun control. What happened down at the border?
You mean Fast and Furious?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
They gave the criminals a gun to kill one of our best border guards, most loved border guards, killed them, assassinated them with our own weapons. So that was the Democrats that did that. That was Eric Holder's.
But they don't want us to have guns.
Right.
And yeah, then Holder was held in contempt to Congress, too.
Yeah, when he was questioned about that. Yeah, no doubt that the Obama administration corrupted the Justice Department. We know the IRS and evidently the FBI as well. And that once again, this has got to be a day of reckoning.
Brennan, you know, and Clapper,
yeah,
too.
You know, it was kind of, I don't want to make light of it, but it was kind of, for lack of a better word, fun to talk about, you know, the politics of was there collusion or not. I mean, you're talking about a political discussion and political ramifications. Now we're talking about 17 dead people ramifications because of this nonsense. You know, it's gone from the political now into the
practical.
Right. And life and death. You know, it's no longer, is somebody going to be impeached or not? It's going to be, who's going to get killed next because we're caught up in this witch hunt. And nobody can replace any of these people who were dead from this incident the other day who should not be dead. Brian, I'll give you the last word on this one.
The travesty of this is that they were young people. You know, God bless those coaches that jumped in front and saved some of the kids' lives and did everything they could because they know they had lived a life and that was their job. And, you know, I mean, if I died tomorrow, I could honestly say I had a great life. But to see a young school kid, you know, lose his life in this kind of a tragedy is just the most horrific nightmare any parent could have. All the children there that are going to have these wounds for so long, and just to know that it could have been prevented. And one other thing that I want to say, they have got to start letting people that know how to use firearms, that have concealed weapon permits, carry, as far as faculty, teachers, people that are on the school property on a regular basis, they should be allowed to carry, and with no ifs, ands, or buts about it, provided that pass the proper, you know, background checks and things like that. That will stop a lot. You don't want a man in a uniform because he's going to be the first target.
Yeah, Dennis was saying much the same thing. I think you need both.
Yeah,
I think you need uniformed officers, and I think it'd be a good idea that at least some of the faculty be armed as well.
And you don't need to tell anyone who those teachers are.
Just that it is no longer a gun-free zone. And that's the message.
That's
it. Okay.
That's right. That's got to be spelled out so that these crazy people know that they may get shot before they even get the first shot off.
Basically,
that's going to make them think twice.
Enter at your own risk is what they need to know. All right, Brian, we got to leave it right there. But thanks for being with us tonight. And ladies and gentlemen,
you
got it. We encourage you to join the Cauliflower Alley Club. You go to cauliflowerallyclub.org, and every cent that's from the memberships or any contributions that you make go to help people in the wrestling business who are in need, either because of health reasons or whatever. That's CauliflowerAlleyClub.net. Tonight, we've been coming to you from the Tim Nichols studios. If Tim were alive right now, like he was yesterday at this time, he'd be listening to the show right now. And it's so very humbling to know that our voices were some of the last that he heard in this world, along with those who are so close to him, his dear friend Al and his lovely, beautiful wife, Marianne, that both love him so very much, as so many of us did. But we know he's still with us. He's just looking at us from a different perspective, you might say. From the Tim Nichols studios, night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 7.